It was the third straight month in which the jobless total rose by more than 600,000. Since the recession began in December 2007, over 4 million Americans have lost their jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 8.1% in February, the highest rate in over 25 years. Job losses in February were close to expectations, while the unemployment rate was above forecasts of 8%. New York Congressman Maurice Hinchey called attention to the revised 688,000 jobs lost in December.
That December decline in unemployment is now the worst since we've seen since October of 1949.
Hinchey is a member of the Joint Economic Committee. During a discussion of the grim jobs data, members divided along party lines on whether the economic stimulus plan of President Obama will turn the economy around. Elijah Cummings, a Democrat from Baltimore, Maryland, is optimistic.
The situation changed from day to day, hour by hour. It is indeed a very difficult moving target, but we will hit the target.
Kevin Brady, a Republican congressman from East Texas, is convinced that more government spending is not the answer.
Unfortunately, the administration's solution to the problem posed by this excessive debt burden is to propose an avalanche of more deficit spending and higher federal debt.
Analysts expect the jobless rate will continue to rise, perhaps reaching 10% of the labor force. The current recession is already among the deepest of the post-World War II period. The stock market, a barometer of business confidence, has plummeted 20% in the 6 weeks since President Obama took office. It is down 53% from its October 2007 record high, a move that has erased several trillion dollars from America's household wealth. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.